beyond category is a term that the late great Duke Ellington used to describe those artists whom he felt transcended normal boundaries. For the past two decades, Rhythm and Brass has lived up to that ideal, and this weekend they're coming to the Triad with a program that weaves together works from Bach to bebop and far beyond where you ever thought a brass quintet plus percussion could go. The concert is Saturday night, October 26th at 7:30 in Watson Hall on the University of North Carolina School of the Arts campus. The American Record Guide calls Rhythm and Brass nothing short of stunning. Tom Brantley is the group's trombonist. What's that feeling like playing in a brass ensemble when you guys are really clicking?
Well, I mean, to this day, for me personally, I don't want to necessarily speak for the other five guys in the group, including our percussionist, but these are my favorite guys to play with. Nothing against the people I play with here or anywhere else. It's just that we've been together for, you know, 18 years now, and, you know, we know each other pretty well in mostly very good ways, musically as well as otherwise, so we're able to accomplish quite a bit. I mean, it becomes a band when you have the same personnel like that, and I think that, you know, it's a welcome thing because you're playing together so often. As long as you get along with everyone, it's fantastic, and usually you do. I just would have never guessed that the group I ended up making a career with would be as great as this one. I mean, it sounds cliche or sounds like I'm overdoing it, but I'm really not. We get to play the music that we want to play, and if any one person in the group doesn't want to play something, then we won't do it. You know, it's a really nice democracy that way.
Yeah.
So the level of playing is just remarkable, and you can't help but play well when you're playing with these guys.
What's an example of a handoff or a compensating thing in a good or not so great way that you know the tendency so well that you're able to anticipate at that level?
You know, I kind of look at it in two ways. If someone's not having the greatest playing day for whatever reasons, or we might know something that's going on in their personal lives, then for one thing, one of the beauties and nice things of knowing that person and knowing each other so well musically and otherwise is that we can cover for them in a sense and make it so that, okay, I'm going to take the ball this concert and just help the group out as well as my friend here, you know, my colleague. But on the positive end of it, you're exactly right. I mean, we know how each other's breath is going to be at every moment. And most musicians know this, that you know, in chamber music, you need to breathe together to come in together because you don't have a conductor. But when you have a group of people that have played this long together, then there's usually no doubt,
wow,
you know, that it's going to happen.
Rhythm and Brass trombonist Tom Brantley. Their concert is Saturday night, October 26th at 7:30 in Watson Hall on the University of North Carolina School of the Arts campus. Tickets are $20, $18 for students, and their UNCSA residency is free and open to the public. There will be lectures on everything from practice concepts to starting a chamber group and how to market yourself, jazz, pop, and new music clinics, master classes, and more. You'll find links to more information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.